Nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo na Radio SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Naslednjo gostjo smo že pred leti imeli na naši oddaji, ko je predstavila kuharsko knjigo z imenom From Hearts and Hands Cookbook. Sedaj pa ima nekaj novosti v zvezi s to knjigo, zato smo je povabili, da malo več pove. Najprej pa lepo pozdravljeni na slovenski oddaji SBS Radio širom Avstralije in po svetu. Liz Tomažič, and so, of course, to make it easier for you, we can converse in English. Welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio, Liz.
Thank you very much, Tanya. Thank you for welcoming me to the show and for allowing me to speak to everyone a little bit about the revised edition of the book that's going to be available shortly.
For those that might not be familiar with yourself, I guess in terms of what's your background, I guess, and how the original book came about.
Sure. Well, my background is I was born here. My parents were both migrants post-Second World War, so my father came from Maribor and mum came from Tursk, so I've got Primorsky and Steyrsky background, have a little bit of interest in both those areas in Slovenia, but I've been there a few times now and we have quite a bit of family there, so I really enjoy being there and experiencing Slovenian culture. Grew up speaking Slovenian before I learned English, so when I started school that was quite an interesting experience because I didn't speak any English at all. However, ended up becoming an English teacher, funnily enough, and when we did travel to Slovenia the first time, would have been about 13 years ago. I remember saying to my husband, you know, of any souvenirs that we bring home, the one thing I would really love is a Slovenian cookbook in English. We looked and yeah, sure, there were really lovely books in Ljubljana's bookshops, but they were all American produced cookbooks. And I remember looking at them and I did buy a couple and bringing them home and saying, you know, it'd be really great if we had ones that were written for or by Australian Slovenians, you know, especially for like our children or their partners and their children for when they want to cook Slovenian recipes, and they would have it in an Australian context. And there wasn't anything available, not to my knowledge. And I remember having conversations with Draga Gelt and saying, oh, you know, I would love a book like that. And she'd say to me, well, look, you know, the best way to get something is to do it yourself. And so she'd encourage me and we'd talk about what it would look like and what it would be comprised of. And the short story is that I ended up doing that in 2012 and there was a demand for it. People loved it and now I'm doing a revised edition.
You did this original one 4 years ago. Now you're doing a revised edition. I guess what changes are there in the book? Is there additional recipes or is there more information?
Okay, yeah, that's a really good question. It's more in format. The content will be exactly the same, so there aren't any additional recipes. The information, there's a story of the migration patterns of Slovenians to Victoria mainly in the back part of the book. That still remains the same. The majority of the changes will involve the appearance of the graphics, so the graphics will be a little bit different inside. It'll be a bit more clean cut, I suppose. There'll be a much sturdier cover, so there'll be a clear PVC cover and sturdier spiral binding as well. The paper will be very similar. It'll still be that lovely thick glossy paper. And they're the majority of the changes. So more or less cosmetic, but I think the cover and the spiral binding will be a big improvement.
So you're saying earlier a lot of the book itself is probably centric more to, I guess, Victoria in terms of the makeup of the recipes and the information that you have within the book. Is there types of cuisines or is there specific, I guess, recipes that you might have looked for that you got in within the community?
Yes, look, when we were first talking about doing the book, I didn't know what would be the best way to set it out. I thought, well, you know, would we divide it up into, you know, entrees and main courses and desserts and that sort of thing? And I thought, well, one of the things that I really love the most about Slovenia is its different regions and the variations in regions. And I'm always fascinated when I meet someone from a particular region and, you know, their accents are different, their customs are a little bit different, their regional produce is different, their recipes are different. And I thought, well, probably the best way to be true to Slovenian culture overall is to divide the book up into regions, and that's what we've done. So there at the beginning of each region, for example, I've got the book up in front of me now, the Primorska region, there is a little intro about what the region looks like, what its climate is like, what grows there, what are the predominant types of produce, when, you know, what types of foods do they eat on certain feasts during the year, and then what are specialties. So, of course, in Primorska, you've got kashki pršut, and we talk about things like polenta and idrisky šlikrofi, and things like that, and so on throughout the book for the different regions. Whatever happens to be specialised in that area is mentioned. But then when I was working with the different ladies who did offer to do recipes, I said to them, well, you know, what's your favourite recipe? What does your family enjoy the most? What do you find yourself being asked to cook over and over again for your family? And so they gave me the things that were really, you know, they're basic everyday family favourites. So it's good home cooking, to coin a phrase.
And listening to, of course, the ones from Primorska region where my family also come from, it's making me hungry as we speak. So,
well, I have to tell you, my favourite recipe in that section, the one that I turn to all the time, is the Jotavskie šprenjem. That's my Jota. I will go to that recipe so many times. My favourite.
And I guess in terms of how many recipes are there in total in the book?
There are 94 recipes, and the book comprises 112 pages. And it's A4 size, but we've got it landscape format, not portrait, so it's a little bit different. And it opens flat on the bench, so when you're cooking, you can have that book open nice and flat. It doesn't have to stand up on a cookbook stand or anything like that. And they are wipe clean pages, so even if there's an accidental splash, it's not an issue because it just wipes off clean.
So very sturdy, very thinking about obviously the people that are going to be using the book. How many copies, I guess, are you looking to publish in this revised edition?
I'm doing a print run of about 100, with the option of doing, you know, more if I need to. But I know that they'll probably go fairly quickly, so I'm encouraging people, if they're thinking about getting one or getting a couple, to consider pre-ordering. I'm not asking for the full payment, but I wouldn't like an indication of, you know, how many I will need to print. So if it needs to be more than 100, I'll do that. People, of course, think for Christmas presents and things like that. Yeah, I'll have them available at the beginning of December, and people can either have them posted out, or I could, in Melbourne, I can go to Kew. I can't travel around Australia with them, unfortunately, but I'm happy to post them around Australia.
And where can people obviously get that information to, I guess, to send you, or do they call you?
Yeah, I'm happy to make my email address available for that. I will give you that. And I can say that the Misli, for people who subscribe to that, there's a pre-order form in the next issue of Misli, so they can access it that way. But I'm happy to make my email address available.
Okay, that's fine. And we can obviously put that information up on our website as well when mm-hmm. we put this interview up there, and we'll put those details. And I'm sure that people obviously can contact each other within the community to get copies of that of that detail of email address.
Thanks, Tanya. Yes, they're more than welcome to contact me even if they want to ask more questions before they commit themselves to an order. And I'm happy to respond to any queries at all.
Well, thank you so much, Liz, for speaking to us today on SBS Radio. And, of course, we wish you all the best with this revised edition of the From Hearts and Hands cookbook. And, obviously, we wish the listeners many hours of trying out all the different recipes from the different regions.
Thank you, Tanya. Yes, I hope that people enjoy using it as much as I enjoyed compiling it. The joy is in seeing people really get a lot out of it.
Would there ever be a part two?
Look, I hope... I hope there is a second volume to which people from around Australia can contribute, and then we will have a good representative mix of recipes from around Australia. But just hold that thought at the moment. I can't commit myself to anything yet, but I'd like to.
Well, we wish you all the best if that does happen. Of course, we can obviously tell the listeners more about that. And again, yeah, all the best with this version.
Thank you very much.